Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh my God, I think I have it all set.
All right.
Hey, everybody.
Here you go.
Woo! Woo! Making it happen. Happy Monday, everybody.
Yeah, no kidding.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, I
so, like, calm and warm.
Oh, calm? No, I have a one-year-old.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, I meant the weather.
Nothing calm about that BS. God. I'm over it.
Really?
Oh.
Well.
So over it.
Yeah.
That's and then there she
really
is.
Not an option.
Teeth dropping from all directions.
Just be under it.
Pissed off and
yeah.
And for some reason wants me.
Yeah. Well.
No, me. I mean, not just me.
You're the one, Finn.
Daddy.
Why am I the one?
Because I believe that she is your personal curse, that little one. She's what your mom always hoped for you. She is. She's you, reincarnated, incarnate, whatever the word is. For
I've
the,
taken under, it to, we have a kitchen just, area.
She was like, she can't even run after her mom. She's got to go, Vinny, Vinny, Daddy, it's all you.
In our kitchen, we have like a little, another door.
What do you mean? Like a dog door?
It's like a back, it's like a, what do they call that? Like a dumb waiter sort of
like
way
pantry.
Through. To the dining room,
oh.
And then there's a main way through to get to this. Anyway, I've taken to like seeing where they are and going, I'm going
the other way.
If I walk by, she reaches out,
yeah.
And anyone she's with goes, oh, go to daddy.
Yeah, please.
Here you go.
So everyone's over her.
You guys, I'm in the middle of some crap. I'm trying to do something. Mm. If you don't mind.
Well, whatever you're doing, put that aside. Forget it.
Oh. Anyway,
me, Daddy.
It was a nice enough weekend.
Sure,
fine.
Yeah.
I did get to go out to dinner with the missus, so that was good.
Mm.
Oh yeah, I saw some date photo or something.
You did?
Yeah, there's something on.
Oh, she must have.
Okay,
yeah. I did, I'm like, I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we went out for a minute, which
date
was
night.
Nice.
Yeah, date night.
Looked like an Italian place, maybe.
Yeah.
No,
or
you know what's
it?
Weird? Well, this is not weird. It's just typical me. So my friend Deepak sent me on my.
Hot.
I guess I'm 50 now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or my 50th birthday.
I'll sign
birthday.
Up for AARP.
No. He sent me a gift certificate to a restaurant via text.
Oh.
So I got it, waited a minute, and promptly deleted it, because that's what I do to all my texts.
You dummy. So he bought you a gift certificate.
That I deleted.
That you deleted.
Because I delete every thread after I've read it. Mm-hmm. And then, so it's been this long, and I finally went, I gotta ask him to send it again or go get his money. Like, I can't have just thrown away $150.
Right.
So I wrote
him
an email and I said, yeah, I'm so sorry, but, you know, at the very least, go get your money back. But if you want to send me the gift certificate, we will use it. I just stupidly,
deleted.
I have an OCD thing with the phone. I just, I
don't get it at all. It's not hurting you.
No, I know
it's
that
not
you
hurting
don't.
You.
I've seen
it's
your
not,
phone, and it's clear.
Yeah,
you don't.
It's just, why would you delete? What if I need to look something up that you said to me? What if I need to win an argument by saying, no, you said this? What if you said...
There it is.
If you said this, if you didn't say it, why is it here?
Well, that is the difference between you and me, isn't it?
Apparently.
Right there. There's
I need to have history.
Well, I'm not looking to win an argument by going back in your texts.
Well, you better not be, because you delete all your texts. That has to have stung more than once, Mr. Delete
so was
Your Text.
Was he able to send it again?
Of course, he sent it 2 seconds later. He's like, no problem.
Oh.
Here, have a great time. So we were out. And actually, I did use my phone for this. I sent him a picture of us out.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, hey, weirdly, we're out too.
Oh.
And I was
wanna
like,
go out together?
Oh, no. They were out in the city because he lives in Oakland. And I was out in BFE because I live in
BFE.
And so they, he's like, hey, we're out too. And I was like, well, then where's my pick?
And
I got one, but you know, yeah. I've since deleted that too.
Of course you have. So I won't be able to see that.
Anyway, I had a nice dinner out, so we did get away from the house for a minute.
Which car did you take?
The van. Actually.
The minivan? Mm.
Right.
All your choices, and that's the one you took, huh? You love that thing.
Well, yeah, I love that thing. Plus, my car that I drive during the week, it gets all the miles on it. Mm-hmm. It deserves the weekend off.
So it gets a little break.
Yeah.
Add more miles to that.
Right.
Right. What does she drive? It's a Honda.
Pilot.
Oh, yeah. That's huge.
It is huge. Yeah. And she wanted that because she didn't want a minivan.
And yet she got one and you guys were out in it.
Yeah.
That was the one that got hit in the parking lot?
The van is the one that got hit in the parking lot. Right.
So no comment made of like, oh, we'll take the cursed car.
No, we were, it's
fine. Didn't cross your mind or anything?
It's been it through enough. It can't possibly.
Have more.
Everybody knock wood.
Anyway, I don't know why we're talking about my weekend. I don't get to do anything. How about
you
yours?
Did stuff?
No.
I had a great weekend.
Believe me, we didn't. Mm. It's kid stuff.
Yeah, I like it.
No,
caring
you don't.
About it. No, I do.
You like
it's
laughing
fun.
At
well,
it.
You know, it's nice to see someone else going through it. God, I'll tell you something. You're not wrong. I can't be, I couldn't be happier to not have little kids right now. And I hear your stories and I go, why did I ever even do that? God, ugh.
Well, my older kid, she's got her own challenges, but it's much easier. The baby thing, and I said that when we were having discussions, I said, I don't want another baby.
Mm. Babies are awful.
Like, I'll have a bigger family, but I don't want another baby.
Can we just get 3-year-olds?
I don't want to do that again.
It's hard.
That almost ruined us.
Who's to say it's
not going to do that again?
Yeah.
It'll be fine. I got it this time. Okay.
And she does have it this time.
Sure.
She learned from the last time,
right.
And now she's got it.
She got me married up. Now I'm stuck. Like, she just walks off. I'm like, wait a minute.
She's like, the kid wants you. Come on. Come on.
Let's go find daddy. Where's daddy hiding?
Go find daddy.
Where's daddy's hiding spot?
Daddy. She even says daddy. She didn't say mama. She says dad.
I played you that video, didn't I?
Yeah. It's great. It's perfect. Maybe she'll never learn to say mama. Way to go, Christina.
Oh, way to go, huh?
Yes, she worked that one out just right.
Anyway.
One for each of you.
Anyway.
Man on man defense.
Right, sure, that's
Have
what
another
I was.
One. Go to the zone.
I would never.
Don't say it like
no,
that.
No, I would
you,
never.
You should never say never.
Mm-hmm. Sure about that?
You should never say never. Never
I will
know.
Never.
Don't.
Trust me when I say this to you. Never.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. Never is such a hard line of a word.
Does she know that?
She does know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she knows that dad's not having fun. Mm. I say it sometimes too.
Mm. Well, not like, in front of the kids.
Like, you can quote me on it. Mm. I'm not having fun.
Little kids, pee smelling little kids crawling all over them. God. Kids
oh, my
stink.
Lord. Oy. Yeah, I dealt with a couple of those this weekend, too.
Fun.
You know, the old dinosaur dump.
I do. Like, elephant dump is what we call it. Dinosaur dump. That's
doesn't
nice
matter.
That's a good one. I like
even
the alliteration.
Bigger.
Yeah, it's a big one. Yeah. The ones where you're just like, oh, my God, and now I have to not just clean the kid up, but the floor, too.
Anyway,
it's
let's
be
go.
Awesome.
So,
and their hair. How did it get all the way
the
up the back? I don't understand.
On Friday, you left here telling us that you were going to bone at 4 and start drinking at 5. And
I had an amazing weekend. I dropped my car off to get it fixed, so that was great. Mm-hmm. Went to Michael's Sourdough.
Oh, yummy.
Oh, that's
good.
God,
I've been thinking about that lately.
So, I know. I'll pick up some Sammy's next time I see you.
Oh, good.
I don't know when that's going to be. And then we played some poker on Friday night and with Scott Knudsen.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They came over.
Oh, they did?
They did. It's just, I didn't get a good nap. And so it's just hard for me because like at 10 o'clock, I'm all,
When is that? You've said every time you want to stay up till 2.
I try. I didn't say I always make it.
What time did they get there?
Like 7. Everything kind of started.
Late.
Kind of late, I know. I mean, I really did think I would get a better nap, and But I did Bone John's. That's always good.
Oh, good.
It's our Friday night special. Mm-hmm. Friday afternoon special.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday...
were there any specials on the menu? Or speaking of specials,
no,
was there any
very
like,
normal.
Today's special? Mm-hmm.
There were no specials.
Sir, if you're...
It's the regular menu.
She's going to be like Carrot Top and pull something out of her box.
If you're feeling it.
Look, a carrot. No, I did not do that. There was nothing. It was a very limited menu. On Friday, it was kind of the normal.
That's too bad.
Listen, he keeps coming back to the restaurants. There's something all right going
he
on there.
He likes that old special.
It's been a week since he's eaten.
He's starving.
He's not turning anything on the menu down. I'm just asking if anything's special.
If he'd asked for anything special, he would have gotten something special. He's as psyched to have our date as I am.
Well, once in a while, let me just tell you from experience, it'd be nice because we're happy to be there and don't want anything to upset the possibility of a freshly ordered meal as we continue with this weird
euphemism
non-conversation. But anyway, I'm saying it would be nice because he doesn't want to ask and have you go, no!
I would never say no.
Oh my, what?
I don't, there's nothing he could ask me for that I would not at least consider. I would never just hard no it.
Wow.
I mean, I guess if he wanted to stab me or something,
choke
I'd be like,
out.
No.
Sheesh.
I mean, a little light choking if he wanted to try. I mean, he's never asked for it, but as long as he wasn't going to, like, crush my voice box, crush the moneymaker.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to need to be able to talk on Monday. So if you could take it easy.
It's funny.
Just give me a little, whatever. I'm not, into that.
Are you into that?
No.
Nobody's really into that.
I don't even like people touching my neck.
Me neither.
I don't like it.
I see it, though, and I actually turn off. I'll turn a video off when they start to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. It's weird.
And I have
when
to
death play.
Like I don't know how that business works. I try not to think about it. Like the sex business.
Yeah.
But it's,
you
wonder if they've discussed that in advance or if the dude's just supposed to spring that on them and they know the camera's on, so they have
they
to sort of
it,
like
right.
go.
I guess I'll
seems
go
like
with
there
this.
Might be a script, loose script.
Yeah. Then you'll do this. Then he's gonna do this.
A,
then
B,
you do
C,
this.
D, yeah.
Need you to look horrified. Need you to look into it. Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not into that.
Well, I've heard that there's a dude stand like every sound in there is overdubbed later. That there's some dude standing right there going, "Come on, let's get a little closer to the flank there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get the somebody
leg
right
up,
there. Yeah.
Move over.
Oh, is that right?
Apparently. And then they go back and overdub all the all the. Sounds. That's why they can sound very
enthusiastic.
Like,
yeah, I guess so. Like there's some lady who. Where did I see that? It was like some lady standing in a voiceover booth, just like doing all the. Just she's like the girl who's known for.
I don't
for hot sound. Yeah, for that sound. For the.
Let's call the girl.
Yeah, call the girl.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway, how did we get here?
So they came over. What time did they? Was the game good or? Who
it was
won?
A fun game. I think I won $9. John won like $30.
Mm-hmm.
And Hooman was cleaned out early.
Oh.
Edson also surprised. Not only lost his first 20, but his second 20. That dude. He's just. It's like
he's just bad at it.
He has his moments, but it was just it's fun because it's just a lot of laughing and everyone's drinking and.
Yeah.
On a Saturday, Pat and Marianne came over for dinner. My son makes these homemade pizzas. It's just ridiculous. Like, they spent all day cooking. I actually feel bad. The whole cooking thing, I think it's so underappreciated. Like, Riley made homemade pita bread.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cooked it on the hot stone. Like, they're so freaking good and so much work goes into it. And they marinated the chicken all day and they make all the tzatziki sauce and the tahini and, chop up all the veggies. Like, all this, like, so much work.
Right.
I can't even get into the kitchen. Like, I'm just trying to fill up my glass of water and there's just, like,
you know, vegetables flying
everywhere,
and knives, and, like all day long they're doing this.
And then,
and it's delicious.
Of course.
But everyone sits down, and 15 minutes later,
devoured.
Everyone's done eating.
Yeah.
And
it's over.
You know, I was like, I try to be, you know, enthusiastic about the, because, you know, I love food, and they cook for me. Mm-hmm. So I try to be, like, really appreciative right. of it. But I was a couple drinks in at that point, and we were starving because it took them all day to cook it. And, you know, my brother brings over these drinks, and it's just like, you know, you get too deep, and you're just...
All right.
You know? So finally, I guess after I got a little too enthusiastic, and finally John's like, okay, I get it. You liked the food. All right.
He did? Like,
yeah, because I was, oh, my God, and every bite was a miracle in my mouth. You know, I only have very vague memories of it. But
well,
so
nice.
At that
I'm
point.
Sure, I'm sure they are, Riley appreciated
I
it.
I hope so.
Of course.
At that point, it's like 6 p.m. So
and you're ripped.
I'm ripped. So I stopped drinking. And then by like 8 o'clock, I'm starting to get that like after buzz, a little bit annoyed feeling. And
so you started over.
I did. I had
another good.
Drink.
There you go.
Pat
this
even said, he goes, I want you to get drunk, sober up, and get drunk again.
Yeah.
So, and then I fell asleep on the couch at 10 o'clock. So I didn't make midnight either night, which is
Christina is
my
three
goal.
Drinks. That's where we've gone. Mm. That's where it's gone too far.
Yes.
Like I know,
is...
I don't know what you guys, I don't know. You got your own deal. I know that. You can handle a lot.
And then I got to go.
Right. But I don't know. And I don't know your deal.
Lot,
but
she'll
has
tiny.
Two. She's good. She's
yeah.
like cool, cruising. Three, she starts to get loud. She starts to repeat herself.
I like
she
that.
Starts to tell stories.
Nice.
The same stories.
And you start to get like, oh, man.
Yes.
Someone gave that girl a third drink.
Uh-huh. Does she do like straight up drinks and martini glasses? Like, does she go for a...
She's usually a wine girl.
Oh, she is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, even wine will get you. You know,
no,
you're tiny
okay. I'm
like
telling
that.
You, a third glass
she's
of wine and it starts to get like, oh,
I
boy.
I like that. Yeah. Good.
And I'm sober, so I'm sitting there going, okay, I'm
oh
going to go stand away.
Let her
I do. Oh, I don't, man. I'm not stopping her. But it's I can good. Tell and I know, like, okay, we've just changed.
Yeah.
Everything's changed from here on out tonight.
Mm-hmm. Everything has changed.
And so that's, you hit that at 6 o'clock. Good for you.
I hit it before that. It was terrible. Like, he comes over and I'm just on an empty stomach. I'm like, lemon drops.
Oh, God.
He pours them out, and I'm just like, I even warned my son. My son, who's 20, yes, I let him have a drink at the house, and he wasn't going anywhere. And I'm like, listen, you got to be careful with Uncle John's drinks, you know. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I'm tossing them back. next day, he comes out, I'm like in the kitchen making cereal, you know. Like, he's all, Mom, you got to be real careful with Uncle John's drinks.
Yeah, you do.
I'm like, shut up.
Yeah,
you're talking too loud for me right now. Too loud.
Perfect. Good for him.
So speaking of him, I'm very proud. Let's say my proud mama thing. He taught a workshop yesterday at school.
I don't know what that means.
30 people signed up for his workshop on how to, it's something about the little they're not motherboards, but like the little green board where you solder all the little connections on, mm-hmm. those little, what are those?
Circuit board?
Circuit board, thank you. Mm-hmm. So he's does that.
Neat.
And so he taught a little class on how to
Good
do it.
Good for him.
Wait, we're That's talking about, exciting. Yeah, right?
No.
Riley.
Oh.
The older one.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Riley.
Yeah, Riley.
Yeah.
How old is he?
Not yet, right. Yeah,
I
Riley.
Know, I know, wait.
20.
Riley's 20?
Yes.
How old is yeah, right?
18. He'll be 19 in 2 months.
So he's in college, though?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, they're both in school. I know, but I was so proud. And so he was nervous yesterday morning as he was getting ready. You know, he has to go over there and he's got all his stuff. And he comes home 4 or 5 hours later. I'm like, oh, I didn't expect you to come back. I thought you'd just stay in Brooklyn. He goes, oh, I just wanted to
go to tell you how great it was.
I go, so deep. Were you, did they call you, you know, Mr. And he goes, oh, I forgot to introduce myself. He goes, oh, well, the thing I sent out, that all had my name on it. And,
yeah.
But, yeah, so at first there were only like 5 kids. He's like, oh, well, not too many people. And then as he started the class, like 25 more people walked in.
So, oh.
I know. So like 30 people, and he taught a whole thing. I know. I'm so excited for him. Like, I'm so proud of him.
How's he dressed for something like, did he wear a tie?
No, he didn't. He actually had his button down shirt on and a pair of
collar
khakis.
Collar shirt, yeah. Khakis, okay, yeah. All right.
Did the shoes, did he wear?
I don't think so. It's part of this club that he's in, this space exploration something or other.
Space.
Yeah, it's some space thing. He wants to, because he spent the summer doing it. He had an internship where he actually sat there and coded all day.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I have decided I don't want to sit in a desk and code all day. And he's really into space. So,
wow. He's going to go to space.
He's part of this like satellite something or other. He's in all these clubs. He did quit his Dungeons and Dragons club, though.
No,
it's
no,
good.
No, that is
exactly.
Good.
It's good.
He needs to move on.
He said it was taking 12 hours for every Friday night. They would start at 6 p.m. and go until 6
That's
in the morning.
That's the game the little boys on Stranger Things are playing.
Yeah.
When you get to college, you should at least hide it better than he is.
Well, they all were playing together.
The
group just kept getting bigger. He's just like, I just don't have 12 hours on a Friday night to do that.
Right.
Good. What a little adult you're becoming. Anyway, that's my proud mother moment.
Good.
Very excited.
Way to go, Berkeley.
All right. So we'll take a quick break here and play song. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back. Happy Monday, everyone. I can feel it. It's going to be a good one.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.